This hour's new sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderick. Get ready for the Huron County Memorial Day Parade on Saturday, May 25th, starting at 10 a.m. Registration forms are available now online at cityofbadaxe.com and at Bad Axe City Hall. All veterans, community groups, schools, bands, floats, nonprofits, and businesses are invited to participate. The parade committee is seeking donations and volunteers. Meetings will be held Thursdays at Bad Axe City Hall. Participants must adhere to parade rules, including decoration requirements and safety standards. The parade route begins on West South Street, ending at the Bad Axe Cemetery for a brief ceremony. Safety guidelines include maintaining a steady pace, no throwing items from vehicles or floats, and no explosives or fireworks. Let's honor all her fallen heroes with a safe and respectful parade. And Sebring Police Department swiftly captured the elusive motorcyclist Johnny Rocket after a high-speed chase on March 19th. Officer Temple initiated a routine traffic stop, but the motorcyclist fled, reaching speeds of 150 miles per hour. Following Officer Temple's investigation, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office issued an arrest warrant for Sam Gingliowski. Gingliowski surrendered 8 hours after SPD's social media post on April 24th, where Chief Steve Repke praised Temple's efforts. At his arraignment in the 73B District Court, Gingliowski confronted a range of charges, including fleeing and eluding, a felony punishable by up to 2 years in prison, and driving with a suspended license, a misdemeanor carrying a potential 93-day sentence. Gingliowski's bond, set at $3,500 with a 10% option, has been paid. However, Gingliowski's legal predicament is compounded by numerous warrants issued by multiple jurisdictions. With Wayne County authorities poised to assume custody, other nearby jurisdictions with a 25-mile radius are sure to express interest in his case, reflecting the widespread impact of his transgressions. And the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office has issued a call for public assistance in locating a 2002 Polaris 400 ATV from a residence on M-19 north of Argyle near Cass City Road. According to the Sheriff's Office, the victim reported hearing the ATV start around 11 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st. Although initial leads are scarce, community involvement is crucial in aiding law enforcement efforts to recover the stolen property. The green-colored ATV, equipped with a front windshield and a welded-on hitch, serves not only as a mode of transportation but also as a valuable asset to its owner. While the photo of the ATV shared on thumbnet.net is somewhat blurred, officials are hopeful that any information, no matter how small, could lead to its retrieval. Residents are urged to report any sightings or relevant information to the St. Louis County Central Dispatch at 810-648-2000. Tips can be submitted anonymously via the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office app. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
State Representative Greg Alexander has joined fellow lawmakers in signing a letter addressed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, urging her to deploy Michigan National Guard members to Texas to aid in addressing the ongoing crisis at the southern border. Stressing the urgency of the situation, Alexander emphasizes the need for swift intervention, citing the expertise of the Guard and the escalating challenges faced by overwhelmed personnel. He knows that close to 24 other states have already sent troops and aid to the border to assist authorities in managing the crisis. For the full press release and further details, visit thumbnet.net to view the complete article. And a state investigator in Michigan says he considers former President Donald Trump and some key allies to be uncharged co-conspirators in a scheme to claim that he won Michigan in the 2020 election. Trump and Mark Meadows were among the names that came up during the cross-examination of investigator Howard Schock. Schock's work led to charges of forgery against more than a dozen people. A judge is holding hearings in the case. In Michigan, authorities say more than a dozen Republicans sent certificates to Congress, falsely declaring they were electors and that Trump had won the state in 2020. And legislation forcing TikTok's parent company to sell the video sharing platform or face a ban in the U.S. has received President Joe Biden's official sign-off. But the newly minted law could face an uphill battle in court. Critics of the sell or be banned ultimatum argue that it violates TikTok users' First Amendment rights. The app's China-based owner, ByteDance, has already promised to sue, calling the legislation unconstitutional. Whether a court's challenge could successfully block a potential TikTok ban trends into murky waters. The law's opponents, which include advocacy organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, maintain that the government hasn't come close to justifying such action, while others say that national security claims could still prevail. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Tina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware.